Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tech Bane Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Santiago. This is the podcast where we take three stories that have been happening throughout the week in tech and I bring it to you so you can be informed. However, today I'm going to be doing something different. On top of bringing you news, I also want to bring you reviews of products that you might be thinking of purchasing or bring to your attention and or products that are just simply cool. Since people are keeping their phones for longer because they see no need to be upgrading every year, especially now that we're living in a world of incremental upgrades year over year for a hefty price tag. On top of the price tags going higher for phones, there are other reasons why people are choosing to keep their phones longer. One reason is simply that phones are meeting people's basic needs that they need, i.e. Being able to call, text, send emails, surf through the web, and also get all their social media. I'll be making a separate episode hitting on this topic, so stay tuned. Today, however, we're going to be talking about a phone that I've had for almost 2 years, the iPhone XS Max, to see if it's still a viable option in 2020. We're going to be hitting on a few key areas for this review: design, display, battery, camera, and price. So, design. The design of the iPhone XS Max has premium written all over it. I'm currently sporting the base model 64GB gold iPhone XS Max. This phone was originally released in September of 2018. The phone has a typical sandwich style design where you have the front and back made out of glass and the borders are made out of stainless steel. Depending on the phone color you choose, the color of the stainless steel border will also change. In addition, the phone is sporting the A12 Bionic chip with 4GB of RAM, which handles all the processing for the phone, and I have to say, even today, it's no slouch. In addition, on the left side of the stainless steel border, you will find your vibrate switch and your volume rockers, while on the right, you'll find the home button. Along the bottom, you'll find your speaker, charging port, which is a lightning connector, and mic. The earpiece on top of the phone acts like a speaker so you can have stereo sound. As for how the speakers sound, it's pretty good. Gets loud enough without distorting the music and comes out clear. Another thing you'll notice about the design, if you're coming from one of the older designs or if you're a person that has a new iPhone SE, which borrows a design from the iPhone 8, you'll notice that there is no home button, which means you're gonna notice the notch, which houses the camera array for Face ID and a front-facing camera. The back of the phone, you'll find a dual camera system, the Apple logo at the bottom, which says iPhone. Because the back is made out of glass, it allows for wireless charging. It may not be the fastest, but it is convenient. Think about going to Starbucks or your favorite cafe and being able to simply lay down your phone on a specific part of the table that allows you to wirelessly charge and get some juice on the phone while you're also recharging by getting some coffee or you're eating something or you're just there doing work and being able to charge your phone. As wireless charging is an advantage, you also have to remember, as with most phones, they're fingerprint magnet, they're fingerprint magnets, and not to mention, very fragile. I know plenty of people who have dropped it and breaked it. If you do drop it and the screen breaks, it will set you back $329. If you break the back, well, it's gonna be $599. However, some good news is that you'll be able to go to certified Apple third-party repair dealers and you might be able to get a cheaper price there. Or if you feel like you can manage something that like that on your own, then you can order a kit from Amazon that is very inexpensive and with instructions on how to do it. Would definitely recommend putting a case on it. I personally use a leather case from Bellroy. I have used it for over a year and the leather has aged rather well and it has protected my phone from many falls. They're not a sponsor. However, I didn't want to mention them because they make some really great products. On to the display. Some things you need to know about the display, which measures at 6.5 inches, makes it hard to handle with one hand. I would say I have average size hands and I cannot reach the top of the display to pull down to get to the notification center. The custom display was designed by Apple and manufactured by Samsung. In addition, the OLED display that has a 2688 by 1242 pixel resolution at 458 ppi means that you can be assured that the display is going to be color accurate, supporting HDR, and have those beautifully inky blacks. One of the other features that XS Max used to offer was 3D touch. This feature allowed you to touch the display with enough force that it would bring another layer of functionality to the phone. Apple used to call it peek and pop. However, Apple decided to manufacture every iPhone after this one without 3D touch panel because they felt like consumers were not using it enough. So in order to cut cost, they eliminated it. and also shut down the features software-wise as well. So everybody could make the transition throughout the entire lineup to be nice and uniform throughout all of their devices. This was honestly an underrated feature that Apple decided to axe. I felt like it was faster and more efficient than what we have now, which is just a press and hold feature. My experience with the display has been great. It has good viewing angles, even though I do have to crank up the brightness all the way up when I'm outside in direct sunlight. But that's a little price to pay. Battery. The battery capacity for the XS Max is 3,074 milliamp hours. What does that mean in real life usage? Let me just say that I consider myself a power user. So I'm usually either listening to music or podcast or reading something on my phone, in addition to consistently checking social media and watching YouTube on it. And since now we're on the lockdown, I have been spending a decent amount of time on the phone and FaceTiming with friends and family. So in the beginning, when I first had this phone, even with all the use, the phone used to last me almost all day. However, with all the wear and tear I've gone through with this phone, battery health being at around 91% last time I checked, I find myself having to charge it at around 6 to 7 p.m. So when I go to work, I always carry a battery pack with me so I can always be prepared if I need it. And I will also recommend you do the same. So let's talk cameras. The front-facing camera for the iPhone is a 7-megapixel camera with a 2.2 aperture. It is capable of portrait shots with 5 effects that you can try for your photos. In addition, it is capable of recording 1080p video at 30 or 60 frames per second. It also has a retina flash, which just means that the screen will act as your flash. In the back, it has a dual camera system with the main sensor being a wide angle lens, being a 12 megapixel that shoots at 1.8 aperture, and the telephoto lens being at 12 megapixels as well, but having a 2.4 aperture lens. The telephoto lens will allow you to zoom in to your subject by giving you a 2x optical zoom without losing any image quality. The rest of the way will be a digital zoom up to 10x, which means that the telephoto will struggle in low light situations. In overall, the camera's performance on the iPhone XS Max is great. I feel like the front-facing camera though, my face, it smooths the face to the point that it is noticeable to me. Maybe it's because of my skin tone, I don't know, but that's just my experience with the front camera. I've been able to take some amazing pictures and videos with a dual camera setup in the back. One thing I have experienced with iPhones is that they are more on the neutral side when it comes to their color reproduction, meaning you can take the picture, the colors are not going to be as punchy. Like for example, on the Samsung phone, it will be a little bit more saturated, I would say. But the contrast and exposure on the iPhone has been consistent during the almost 2 years that I've had it. One of the big negatives I would say is that taking videos or photos at night is a huge struggle. I think that's like one of the biggest ones, I would say. Price. You can get the base model iPhone XS Max on the Apple website for $799. On other websites like eBay, you get deals for used phones in good condition ranging from $499 to $700. So would I recommend the iPhone XS Max in 2020? I would say no. The fact of the matter is that there's a lot of phones out there currently that cost either the same or in some cases lower and give you more value. The only way I would recommend this phone is if you find it on a good deal, around $400 or less, to be honest. If you're a person who doesn't care about having the latest phone with the latest design and the bells and whistles, but you just need a reliable phone that can do the basics and you need to be in the iOS ecosystem, then the new iPhone SE that just came out in a short time ago can meet your needs. The SE has an iPhone 8 exterior, but sharing most of the internals with the iPhone 11 and 11 Pros. This is a great option for people who just want an iPhone but don't want to spend an arm and a leg for it. And knowing that the phone is going to be supported for at least the next 5 years with software updates, just like their premium counterparts, but all for the starting price of $400. However, if you do care about having a modern design with some compromises, then I would recommend the iPhone XR, which on the Apple website for a new one is $599. While a refurbished one you can find on the Apple website for $499. Obviously, I would always encourage you to do your research on where to find the best possible deals. So this phone does have the modern design that Apple has been doing and what's going to be influenced for the next decade. However, it does make some compromises in areas that honestly most consumers won't care or they just won't notice. Areas like the display. Instead of using an OLED display, it uses an LCD panel, which needless to say, it's a very good display and honestly, you will not notice the difference unless you're actually like pixel popping or looking for those differences. Other areas such as less RAM, which you really will not notice because the OS runs very smoothly. And the bezels of the 10R are slightly bigger, but it's something that you won't really notice unless you're looking for it, unless you put it right next to one of the more premium models. However, if you're willing to wait and be a little bit more patient, whenever Apple does announce the new iPhones for this year, which we don't know if it's going to be in September or October, it all depends on how the health guidelines go. But whenever it is this year, they are going to be releasing four new phones this year. And one of them is rumored to be costing $650 as a starting price. So if you could just wait, you might be able to get a fantastic iPhone this year with no compromises for a very low price. However, if you're the person who doesn't really need iOS and you're willing to try Android, then there's a few recommendations I can make for you. One of the easy recommendations I can make is the Google Pixel 3a, which you can find for $400, but there's always sales going on for the Pixel. So I highly recommend doing your research on places that sells them. If you do prefer a bigger display and a bigger battery, then I will also refer to you to the Google Pixel 3a XL. The second and final recommendation I would give you is the OnePlus 7 Pro. All I have to say that this phone still runs very smoothly. It's only a year old, gets updated regularly when the updates are available. And that screen, that beautiful AMOLED display is just simply amazing. And it also runs at 90 hertz. So that is a beautiful refresh rate. Honestly, that is something that is very noticeable. And when I was doing research, you can find this phone for as low as $280 and as high as $600. So again, I recommend doing your research for the best price before you decide to buy. Well, that's it. I would love to know your thoughts about the iPhone XS Max. Do you agree or disagree with me? Continue the conversation by following me on Twitter at @Vane_tech. If you like this episode, please subscribe so you can get future episodes as they come out. And please review and share with friends and family who you think will enjoy the podcast. Thank you and have a nice day.